am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, Behold, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoketh me in anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens, and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, which say, Stand by thyself. Come not now thou near me, for I am holier than thou. But these kind of people are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Thank you, Yahweh. That was Isaiah chapter 65, verses 1 through 5. And this is clean scriptural foods and unclean non-scriptural foods on the program on Yahweh Not Yahweh. Thank you very much for joining us today. I am Stefan Yaeber from Western America. The first sin was eating something. Genesis 2:16 and Genesis 7:2. The clean animals were stored on the ark by sevens, the unclean by two. So there would only be of one type, there would only be two animals there if they were unclean. If somebody had eaten one of them, well, that would have been it. Huh? Somebody said, well, that's what happened to the unicorn or the dinosaur? I don't know. Christianity seems so careless when they teach all animals went into the ark by twos. And also videos, Hollywood videos produced by even Jewish people who should know better, teach that the animals went in by twos. Some people are hard-headed. Some of us were not. We need to come out of our old traditions into the truth of Yahweh's word. And what is it? Genesis 2:16. Let me quickly look that up for you. I don't know if I can find it. Oh yeah, we'll find it here. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. There was that the tree of life that was there in the garden. Why didn't they partake of the tree of life? You know, I think the tree of life is the Messiah, is Yahweh the eternal, Yahweh Hosha, the eternal one who created the universe. And if they would have partaken of him, they would have had eternal life. They didn't. And they rebelled, ate of the wrong tree. But eating, of course, was not the entire issue there involved in the second chapter of Genesis. But it certainly demonstrates that eating can be a sin. I mean, let's be kind of relative here. I'm Mr. Casual, all right, but that's how I teach, I guess. Not the greatest in the world, but I'm somewhere near the bottom, you know, but I'm not at the very bottom. But anyway, you're standing there in the grocery store at the safe or the meat counter, and you know, there's these hot dogs, and you know that they have pork in them. And if you know, if you're a Hebraic or a Messianic person, or you know, who doesn't believe in the unclean animal in devouring it, then what would you do? Stand there and warn people to get away and unclean, unclean. In that perspective, you know, people are coming and going and they're purchasing this, and it says USDA, that's the United States Department of Agriculture, on those packages, and they're thinking, well, this is certified. I'm sure it's not the best. You know, it has sodium nitrate in it. That'll kill you right off, right? Sooner or later, yeah, that'll give you cancer or something. But then the pork in there can also give you cancer, and that's one of the main causes of cancer is the pork or something that comes from a pig or swine. And somebody could say, well, as I could say, you know, when I was Catholic, that I was raised on pork. Oh, yes, we had pork roast and you know, bacon and eggs, I mean real bacon. And I don't know, I guess I probably ate that for 25, 30 years. Now I'm in my 60s, I'm living okay. So I could say, Well, I don't think that it's that bad of a problem. We'll get into that later, okay? Just kind of getting back to the scripture we read earlier at the very beginning, Isaiah 65, and somebody could justify themselves there and say, well, this only refers to people who are in the graves and lodging in the graves and eating swine's flesh and the broth of abominable thing. Now, the point is, it was abominable. If you go to the book of the Revelation, we see that the unclean are still unclean, that they're still abominable. So, yeah, that's too bad. I'm sure that there's a way to rationalize this away, or what's some of the other ways that we, I can't think of the word, but anyway, to do away with the idea here that these are abominable animals. This is prophecy. This is Isaiah 65. This is something that is yet to come, because we read as the new earth, the new heavens. You know, it's all prophecy in Isaiah, or most of it, I guess. Maybe not every word, but 65 and 66, those two chapters dealing with, 66 verse 17 says, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith Yahweh. So there the Protestant preacher says, well, this was a practice of certain pagan tribes, and, you know, you folks are not eating mouse, but, you know, mice are a type of an animal that are unclean and obviously very unhealthy. They stink. They're awfully cute. I'd love to have some as pets, but they don't live very long. But, you know, the point is here that they are unclean. The mouse is certainly unclean. You wouldn't pick up a mouse, you know. Well, maybe somebody has in this world that, you know, or what's the other thing there of cannibalism? That if you were up on, now the name has slipped me, the name of that pass there where they supposedly got stuck up there in Southern California back in the 1800s. And I'm sorry that memory, you know, but they could justify that. I have Christian friends who are justifying cannibalism, but the human body is unclean. You don't eat human flesh, and you certainly don't partake of blood either. See the book of Acts. See the book of Acts, I think it's, chapter 15. So Genesis, when the woman saw that the tree was good for her, gave also unto her husband with her, and he ate. Hebrew 3:9-8. The first sin, eating something that was forbidden. I mean, it was an object. Somebody could say, well, it was just an example. It's allegorical. It's not a real piece of fruit. You know, that just the concept is there that's important. Yeah, I think I'd agree. I would agree that the concept is very important there. It's most important. However, they were eating something. And we can't make a whole doctrine out of that and say, see, eating is wrong. But anyway, I just wanted to say that the first sin was eating. All right, this is America. This is our program. We're putting our own time and finances into it. So I can say that. We're still pretty much a free country. Oh, put aside the alibi that this is only symbolic, whether the fruit was physical or symbolic, they still did eat. And to eat is Hebrew akal. That's 3:9-8. Hebrew 3:9-8, a primitive root to eat, literally or figuratively. Eat it all. Burn up, consume, devour, feed with food. Now, another basic foundation was the Genesis 7:2, or Bereshit 7:2. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens. They are not clean by... wait a minute. What did I do here? Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens. Oh, and that are not clean, those that are not clean, by two, the male and the female. So maybe I better add a word here. On our website, yavanotyahweh.com, and make sure that all the words are good in there so you can read along in the text and listen to the program at the same time, if you can tolerate me, that is. All right, thank you. No, I appreciate the good comments and any critical remarks, if they are proper, if they're not spoken in the wrong angry spirit, then I'm sure that'll be appreciated too. If one of the unclean pigs in the ark were killed, there would have been no way the remaining unclean animal could have produced other of its kind. Only one unclean pair of each kind, unclean pair, was loaded into the ark. What would have happened if such an animal were eaten? There would have not be a male or a female to reproduce. And that's also a good argument for creation. That Yahweh created the male and the female after their kind and each type of animal. And it couldn't have evolved that way because you would have had to simultaneously have a male and a female to reproduce that type of animal. We know by reading the rest of scriptures having to do with the same subject of clean and unclean that Noah didn't eat ham, bacon, sausage, or pork. Yahweh's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13. And as well as Exodus and Deuteronomy says that, you know, we're not to be partial and we're not to judge the word he who takes out one part of the word or he who adds, that's throughout scripture. Now this shows this consistency without contradiction. On the other hand, if Noah had eaten one of the clean animals, there would still be six other pair that could reproduce after its kind. The clean and unclean animals are listed in the Human Owner's Manual, called the Scriptures, commonly called the Bible, in Leviticus 11, or Vayikra 11. That's Leviticus, and Deuteronomy 14, Debarim, for our Hebrew students. Now, this teaching has been covered by others. TNTReveal.com, Hezekiah has a whole book there that you can read about clean and unclean, and I don't think I disagree with anything unless, you know, he's using the wrong name there or something for our Savior. Torah, for our greater good. Oh, yes, it is. Well, we have to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. So thank you for joining us. We've been 12 minutes into it, and we're going to continue here in just a second. Just a moment, if you click on the next file. Thank you.